الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وعلى آله وأصحابه الذين أوفوا عهدا الذين هم مفاتيح الرحمة ومصابيح الغرر أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما وقال تعالى في مقام آخر يا أيها الذين آمنوا توبوا إلى الله توبة نصوحا وقال تعالى في مقام آخر وما تدري نفس ماذا تكسب غدا وما تدري نفس بأي أرض تموت إن الله عليم خبير قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم التائب من الذنب كمن لا ذنب له صدق الله مولانا العظيم Respected علماء کرام brothers Allah Ta'ala grant all of us afiyat and good health and nothing can happen without the will of Allah. وَمَا تَوْفِيقِي إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ Allah brought us to the masjid right now. This is tawfiq-e ilahi. When Allah loves a servant, Allah puts him through test and trial. إِذَا أَرَادَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى بِعَبْدٍ خَيْرًا When Allah desires good for you, then Allah رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ puts you through some test. And what's the reward for putting you through a test? وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ This dua was specially given to the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That whenever you are tested by Allah, you should recite to Allah, do we belong? And to Him is our return. Whatever inconvenience you experience in life, it's not only for mort and death that you say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. So respected brothers, today is the day of Yawmul Jumu'ah. Sayyidul Ayyam, the best of days that Allah can give to anybody. And Allah chose the day of Jum'ah for the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Ta'ala gave you and me the best title. Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas. Allah gave you and me the best of titles. Allah Ta'ala gave us the best of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Ta'ala gave us the best of Kitab. ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ So as we always say, that do your duty with beauty. Hazrat Mu'adh ibn Jabal was a Sahabi of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he was seated with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on an animal. And Rasulullah held his hand and said, Ya Mu'adh, I love you for the pleasure of Allah. Imagine if somebody honorable, pious, puts their hand over your head or embraces you and say to you, I love you for the pleasure of Allah. How honored you feel. How close to that person that you feel. So the good question is, when last you hugged your mother? When last you hugged your father? Sochne ki baat hai. See? It's a big question. And one of the hadiths of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam you will hear from now till Ramadan, ki Allah has cursed three people. Rasulullah took a step on the mimbar and said Ameen. Second step, Ameen. Third step, Ameen. So Sahaba-e-Kiram said, Ya Rasulullah, this is unique. First time we observing this. Why did you say Ameen? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, at that moment Allah sent Hazrat Jibreel and said that Allah is saying that Allah's curse and wrath is on that individual who hears my name and does not send durood and salam upon me. So I said Ameen. Number two, Allah's curse be on that person who witnesses the month of Ramadan and still does not make tawbah and reform. I said Ameen. And thirdly, the third step, may Allah's curse and wrath be on that individual who Allah has blessed with parents and he ill-treats them. He is disobedient to his parents. I said, Ameen. It's a serious matter. We need to do some introspection. Okay, what are we doing? That's why I asked you, when last did you kiss your mother's forehead? When last did you embrace your father and said, Abba, Jazakallah, for all that you have done for me, you educated me, you did so much for me, I can't thank you enough. That's why ulama-e-kiram said, Baap ka adab ziyada karo. Respect father more, aur maa se muhabbat ziyada karo. Love your mother more, lekin baap ki adab ziyada karo. And one of the virtues and reward on a Friday, see, go and visit the grave of your parents. Whoever visits the grave of his parents on a Friday, Allah Ta'ala forgives his parents and Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala forgives you. And you are written as an obedient servant of Allah. So coming back, respected brothers, Ahab, we have to prepare for the month of Ramadan. We may not see the next Ramadan. Whether we see this Ramadan is questionable. So tawbah mein jaldi karo, repent quickly. I don't know whether I will be alive today, tomorrow, whether I will see the next month of Shaban or Ramadan. So tawbah jaldi karo. Ajilu bi tawbati qabla al maut. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hadith. Hasten and make tawbah before death overtakes you. Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was Allah's mercy, rahmatul lil alameen. That personally, more than 70 times a day, Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Halaki Allah had forgiven the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No Nabi of Allah commits a guna and sin. They are masoom, they are innocent. But with all that, rahmatul lil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala says, at times I used to hear Rasulullah crying in tahajjud namaz. And the sound that used to come out from his chest, like how you boil water, that boiling thing sound. So one day I asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, why do you make so much of ibadat? Why do you go and make such sacrifice when Allah has already promised you and guaranteed you Jannat? What was the answer? Rasulullah said, Afala akunu abdan shakura. For all the bounty that Allah gave you and me, have we expressed gratitude? Did we read two rakat? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Sahaba Kiram, do you know what is success? He said, Ya Rasulullah, you know better. Rahmatul lil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, success is that when you wake up in the morning and Allah Rabbul Alameen has given you good health, you're fit as a fiddle, no stroke, no heart attack, no asthma attack, nothing. Allah has given you good health. Allah returned your soul to the body, giving you another day's chance to make tawbah, reform and change your life. Ji, waqt ki qadar karo, value time. On the day of Qiyamah, you're going to say, Rabbi rji'uni, Allah, please send me back in the world. I just want to read 2 rakat namaz. Give me that opportunity. Allah, I just want to say Alhamdulillah once. Allah Pak will say, hargiz nahi, kalla, definitely not. We gave you the opportunity. You missed it. So, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salatu wasalam said, Allahumma barik lana fi rajaba wa shaban wa balighna ramadan. It's a golden opportunity for you to make peace with Allah. Make peace with your fellow human beings. Maaf karna seekho. Learn to forgive people. Khud ko maaf karo. Learn to forgive yourself. And learn to forgive others. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi salatu wasalam, we cried on the night of Laylatul Qadr last year. What dua did we make? Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni. Allah, verily you are forgiving. You love to forgive. Therefore forgive me. So if we did our ibadat and fasting last year with ikhlas and sincerity, the promise in the hadith is that till the next Ramadan, Allah will give you tawfiq to carry out good amals and good deeds. So alhamdulillah, most of us are continuing. That's why the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there's no room for slapdash in Islam. Al-ajlatu min ash-shaytan. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, to do things in haste, gee, it's an act of shaitan. And you are ever regretful because you took a hasty decision. Pehle socho phir bolo, as they say in Urdu. First think, the word that I'm going to utter, is it going to make a difference? Is it going to add value, or is it going to make me a worse person? That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, man samata naja, the person who remains silent will always be successful. So first and foremost, let's correct our niyat. Tashiya niyat, innamal a'malu bin niyat. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to us, Allah is going to judge us according to our niyat. Niyatul mu'min khayrun min amalihi. And at times, the intention of a believer is better than his action. Unfortunately, today, we have social media. Whatever we do, we want to flash it on social media. See? It must go on Facebook. It must go on all the social media platforms. Somebody asked Hazrat Luqman-e-Hakim, can you give us some advice? Because Allah has given you great wisdom. So he said 3 things. Number one, maut ko yaad karo. Think of death. Then my question here is to you and myself, how many of us have made out our Islamic will? How many of us have made out our wives, our baligh children, have they written out an Islamic will? Rahmatul lil alamin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no Muslim should sleep, spend a night without his will made out. Ask ourselves, have we done it? So respected brothers, Allah Ta'ala grant us tawfiq. So the most important thing is tashiya niyat. That every action and amal of ours, Allah is going to judge us. Allah is not looking at quantity. Allah Ta'ala is looking at the quality of your ibadah. One day Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had made an announcement for a donation for jihad. So the affluent Sahaba Ikram brought the best of items, and in the courtyard of the masjid of Rasulullah, they left it there. But there was one Sahabi who was very poor. He had nothing. All he had at home was a piece of stick. So now out of shyness, he brought it quietly and put it on that pile of things that has been brought for donation. And Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked at him and called him. He said, I observed what you did. That you came last, you were scared and you were shy to put this piece of stick because you are poor, you don't have anything to give. Let me tell you, the ikhlas and sincerity that you brought that stick and put it on this pile for donation, with the barakat of that stick and ikhlas, Allah has accepted everyone's donation here. So Allah is not looking at quantity. Allah Ta'ala is looking at your quality. A person comes to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and says, Ya Rasulullah, what is the best form of charity? Kullu ma'arufin sadaqa. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, every act that you do, alhamdulillah, is an act of charity. There's reward in it. But the best of actions, the Sahabi asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, what is the best form of charity and a good deed? Rasulullah said, Logo ko pani pirao. Give people water to drink. And see what is happening in this country, the drought, how people are suffering without water, how much we have learned a lesson because we were opening the taps, standing in the shower for 20 minutes, more than 100 liters, 200 liters of water is gone. Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make wuzu with 500 milliliters of water. And how much of water do we abuse when we're making wuzu and ghusl? So when this question was put forward, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is the best form of charity? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, provide water. When it's extremely hot, not worry about yourself, worry about the animals also. Ji, put a bowl of water outside there. There are cats, there are dogs. Ji, they are also Allah's makhluq. Take care of them. إِنَّ اللَّهَ رَفِيقٌ وَيُحِبُّ الرِّفْقَ فِي الْأَمْرِ كُلَّهِ. Allah Ta'ala is kind and compassionate, and Allah loves kindness and compassionate. So I am saying, respected brothers, Allah is giving you and me an opportunity to witness the month of Ramadan. Let's prepare from now onwards. Start reading our qaza namazes. The rozas that we didn't keep because of illness or travel, try to complete it. The qaza-i umri, the namazes from the day we got baligh, have we taken a stock? How many namazes have I missed? 6 namazes per day. Your 5 daily namazes plus your witr. Now go back and do your exercise. I became baligh at the age of 12, for example. And today I'm 60 years old. I only started reading namaz 10 years ago, my 5 daily namazes. Now work out 40 years of namaz, 6 namazes a day. See how many namazes we have to make qaza with. Instead of wasting time on social media, whenever you get the opportunity, make qaza of those namazes. Ji, try your best and complete, make a complete roster. 6 namazes and tick every time. Instead of reading nafil namaz, read the qaza namaz, because Allah is going to ask you on the day of qiyamah. So, أَحَبُّ الْأَعْمَالِ إِلَى اللَّهِ أَدْوَمُهَا وَإِنْ قَلَّ. Allah Ta'ala loves those deeds that you do perpetually. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا مَاتَ الْإِنسَانِ, when a person passes away, all his deeds come to an end. إِلَّا مِنْ سَلَاسِ, but 3 deeds and reward and actions, Allah will continuously reward you till the day of Qiyamah. Number 1, وَلَدٌ صَالِحٌ يَدُولَ, that you leave behind pious children who can make dua for you, who can make isale sawab for you. Ask yourself and myself, have we really made an effort on our sons and daughters to learn the Quran, recite the Quran, practice on the Quran? We get excited when my son gets 8 A's, 9 distinctions. The whole world is talking about it. Did you one day take stock and said, my beti, my son, please read Quran for me with tajweed. I want to hear the recitation of the Quran. The one wish you and I should have, that my son and my daughter must read Quran for me before I die. Ji, that son read Quran for me. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, we took all our little children, grade R, double R, to school last week or 2 weeks ago. You brought the child to the maktab. You said to the ustad, make this child a hafiz. I want him to learn Quran. So the child says, the ustad says to the child, read Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. And the child repeats after the ustad. What's the hadith words? Kataballahu lahu bara'a. Allah Ta'ala writes forgiveness for the child. Number two, Allah Ta'ala writes forgiveness for the father and mother. Allah Ta'ala writes forgiveness for the ustad. Subhanallah. Your masoom child who's reading Quran, whatever they're learning, the du'as, namazes, whatever it is, Allah is crediting you. Ji. On the day of Qiyamah, when you will see heaps of sawab behind you, credited to you, how excited you get. Ji, when you get an EFT into your account, a big sum, subhanallah. On the day of Qiyamah, when you will see Ji, the EFT of your sawab in your books of records, you are going to say to Allah, Allah, I was a gunahgar and a sinner in the world. Where did this credit and sawab come from? I was a rotter, I was a gunahgar. Allah, where did this sawab come from? Rabbul Alameen will say, you left behind children who could read for you and say, Allahumma gfirli wa li walidayya. Allah, forgive me and my parents. So three things Allah will continue to give you sawab for. One is waladun salihun yadula. So make effort on our children. Khud deendar bano aur apne aulaad ko bhi deendar banao. Ji, be pious for yourself and also inculcate it into your kids. How difficult it will be that we will be in Jannat and our children will be in Jahannam or vice versa. That's why Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. Oh, you who believe, ji, safeguard yourself and your family from the fire of Jahannam. So my sincere, humble appeal is that three things, as Rasulullah said, Allah will continuously give you the reward if you leave behind pious children. So learn to get up for tahajjud namaz from now, so that you will be ready for sihri, you will be able to read your tahajjud salah, you will be able to make dua for your children, for your family, and for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Number two, sadaqatun jariyah. So alhamdulillah, I'm told that the masjid has bought a property, I think next door, I was told, mashallah, a property. Allah Ta'ala reward you all, inshallah, those who help towards building this masjid. Man bana masjidan, hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whoever builds the masjid, either can give your du'as, you can give one brick, can give one pocket cement, you can give whatever. The ikhlas and niyat and sincerity, Allah will build for you a palace in Jannat. We must secure all the properties, inshallah, for our masjid and for the future generation. Allah has given us wealth, Allah has given us influence. Alhamdulillah, Allah has blessed us with wealth. Whether our children or grandchildren or great-grandchildren will able to do what we did and what our grandfathers did for us, I don't think it will happen in this country. So Allah is giving you and me a golden opportunity, ji, for sadaqah jariyah. So if you donate towards the masjid, and inshallah, if the property next door can be secured, Allah Ta'ala will give you ajri azim. And remember, all the masjid in the world, first will be Masjid al-Nabawi, then Masjid al-Haram, then Masjid al-Aqsa, then all the masajids in the world, Allah will enter every masjid into Jannatul Firdaus. So if Allah has entered the masjid, what about those who served the masjid, those who made khidmat of the masjid? Allah will automatically give them entry into Jannat. See? So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. So the second thing, the sawab that will be perpetual and continuous, is if you give out charity for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And lastly, ilmun yuntafa'u bi. Alhamdulillah, you leave behind knowledge. You may sponsor a Hafiz al-Quran. You may sponsor somebody to become an alim. Ji, alhamdulillah, there are so many makatibs. They need Qurans. They need so many things. They need ustads. They need teachers. They need teaching aids. to enhance the ummah to learn the Quran. Alhamdulillah, look for those golden opportunities. We only want to give for the masjid and madrasa. There are so many other avenues and places that require our charity. Look for those places. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Insha'Allahul Aziz. Let's leave it here with a dua that after every namaz, Allahumma a'inni ala zikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. Number two, Allahumma inna nasta'inuka ala ta'atik. Oh Allah, help me, insha'Allah, to be obedient to you. Today is the day for durood and salam. We all have problems, domestic problems, financial problems. Our Kabirin have mentioned that whoever will receive and recite Durood Sharif 500 times, sit in the masjid and read Durood Sharif, or at your workplace, sincerely, with wudu, facing the Qibla, and read Durood Sharif 500 times. Whatever your difficulty is, and you make dua, ke Allah have recited this 500 Durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, ease my difficulties. Allah, remove all the obstacles in my path. Allah, grant me tawfiq to die with the kalima. Insha'Allahul Aziz, Allah Ta'ala will fulfill all your needs. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.